Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Messages from Above with Tony G. Tony is a world-renowned psychic medium. She has had the gift of being a psychic medium and channel her entire life. Tony hosts two TV shows, Create a Life You Love and Psychic Medium Tony G. She is also the author of 5 books. Being a healer and a hypnotist as well, it is her purpose and her passion to help you in every way she can. Phone lines are open now. Call in 858-365-5593 and let Tony answer your questions about life, love, finances, or help you connect with a loved one on the other side. Enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. So my phone got disconnected just as the show was about to go live. I hope I didn't miss anything or give you any dead air, because that's not good during the show, right? So, okay, I am Tony, and I am a like a channel or a psychic medium, and I can help to answer questions about your life or connect you with loved ones on the other side, do clearings or healings on the air. So when you call in today, and the phone lines are pretty full, I'm sure people are being told the phone lines are full. When you call in today, please have your question prepared or your connection. If you just want a clearing, let me know what you want cleared. I want to try to get through as many people as possible today. And yes, if you do have a question, make sure you push that button on your phone to like raise your hand or let me know you have a question. Because on my dashboard, that does show up if you have put in a question or not. So let's get started right away. Oh, wait, first, if you listen to past episodes, I've done clearings on past episodes. And if you go back and listen to those clearings or healings, they can also help you. And we're going to do some clearings today. So it will not only be for the person calling, but also for anybody listening. I've set up on my website where you can just sign up and then either once a day, once a week, or once a month, a healing audit or clearing automatically comes to you. So now that I've said all of that, let's go to our first caller in 708, area code. Let's see if I can get that going. 708. Hello, 708. How are
you?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How can I help you today?
Well, I have a question. I've been going on various jobs interview, and I recently had a job interview today. So I was wondering, what did you see as far as the outcome?
Okay. I have to be very specific in the way I ask the question, so I'm just going to ask them. You know, the interview you went on, there's something problematic with this. What you're going to want to do is, I know that you've been stuck in this area for a while and you're feeling a little bit desperate right now. So I'm basically going to ask, there's something stopping or blocking her from getting a good job that she wants. Yes, I'm going to start clearing that. Clear this now. Now, I instantly feel this coming from chest area. It really, I feel like a lot clearing from the chest. But in life in general, you feel like you can't get what you want. You never get what you want. You always have to settle. They're asking you to reconsider that and to shoot for the stars, to know that everything you want is out there and that it is available. I feel like within a month, you are going to be gainfully employed. Now, you're going to have to look at One thing that they're asking you to do is look at job descriptions differently and be very wholehearted about what you want and what you don't want and move forward in that way. Within a month, I feel like within 2 weeks, you're going to find the position that you're going to be employed at. Now, that's within, that could be today, tomorrow, within 2 weeks. And then within a month, you're going to be what they call gainfully employed in a position that you really like and you really enjoy. This is still clearing from you. I feel this like clearing. Even if this company does offer you this position, I normally would say just say yes. It's easier to find a job when you have a job. I feel like there's something really problematic with this position and or company or people that work there. I feel like it will be chaotic, hectic, and or, again, they're just using the word problematic. As you could be, it will be a temporary fix, not a permanent solution. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat. I mean, I am working. I'm already working. I just want something better.
Else. Okay.
By giving me more money. So this
company that you went to, it's not, I'm going to tell you, it's not the best company for you. For whatever reason, it's not the best company for you. I'm also going to tell you within a month, when they say you'll be gainfully employed, they mean at the place that you're the new place. That means you could be hired by then, not necessarily that you'll be transitioned by then. And I am hearing within 2 weeks you're going to find a position that offers you everything you want. So keep looking, be active in your search, don't settle. But this company that you interviewed for today, and I'm getting goosebumps on this, company that you interviewed for today, there's something problematic with this. Just like kind of erase that off your chalkboard right now and let that go. If you feel comfortable doing that, you know, you have free will. You can do, you have the right to make any choice you want. But they're just giving you this little heads up that there's something with this company that could be problematic and you would have regrets if you went to it, okay? But there's something better coming in. Again, within the month, I feel like within 2 weeks, it will be there and for you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. I hope this was helpful. Please give me a call back and let me know after everything comes together in about a month and let me know where everything landed and what you found out and where you are, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome and have an amazing rest of the day.
You too.
Thanks. Okay. I'm going to go directly to the next caller, and that's 856. Hello, 856.
Hi.
How are you today?
Hi, Tony. This is Laura. I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, Laura. What's going on?
Well, I'm looking for a job. I've been out of work for a while. I did have a phone interview this morning, and I'm supposed to have a follow-up interview with another person in that company. And then if that goes well, they'll want me to interview with their client. And it's an 11-month contract if I get this contract. Do you see me getting it, or is there something else coming?
There are three other things coming in. It's up to you which one you decide to take. Now, this would be number one. And I'm hearing out of the four altogether, the one you did today, and the three that are coming in, and they're going to come in back to back, Laura. You have to be very diligent right now. You have to be on it like every minute of every day. I know it's very exhausting to be seeking employment, but what I'm hearing is you have to be very diligent. There will be a total of four, three more coming in with the one today. I feel like they're all going to come in, they're saying within a month. And that the fourth one is the strongest one, The fourth one is the strongest one, which we never like to hear. We want the first one to be the strongest one so we can just get in it and be doing it. I'm hearing for you personally, the fourth one is the strongest one. But Laura, again, I'm going to clear you because you've been looking for work for a really long time. There must be something blocking you from finding that job or career that's a that I go forward. I'm going to start clearing that for you. Whew. And I'm going to have you, if you feel something, you can let me know. But I'm going to tell you the fourth opportunity or the fourth position is the strongest one for you. Now, sometimes we feel like we can't wait for that fourth one and we take one prior to that. It's okay if you do that. It's not necessarily going to be a worse position. It's just going to be not the strongest position for you. But I always say to people, do what feels best to you. I am going to tell you, you're going to have some money luck coming in also. Let's strengthen that. And that's, I don't know if you're expecting something or if you know about something, but I'm hearing there's going to be some money luck coming to you. I feel like that might even be tomorrow. Now, money luck means a little extra money coming in, maybe something unexpected, a little bump in your money, like a little more than you're used to. For some reason, I'm just hearing you're going to have some money luck, and that may come in as soon as tomorrow, or you may hear about it as soon as tomorrow. I feel like whatever this is, I'm asking if it's long-term, and they're saying, it depends on how you look at it. So whatever this is, it's good. It's good for you. And it will be very helpful over the next couple of, over the next couple of days and weeks. Now, even if you don't, sometimes the timelines up above are a little bit, they're a little bit different than the timelines here. There are no time up there. There is no time up there. There is time here. So when they say tomorrow, that might not mean literally tomorrow. It might mean within a month or within a week or so. I always say to people, please be flexible about the timeline that you receive. I feel like this is going to be a really good little bit of help for you, and you're going to be very relieved when you hear about it, okay? But I feel like the fourth one is going to be the strongest for you, but you're going to have this one plus three more that come in kind of back to back, and they just get better with each one. Okay?
Tony, do you think when you say back to back, are we talking like this week back to back, and then I would be starting work in November, after Thanksgiving maybe?
When I ask, will she be starting work in November, I hear yes, but it's up to her. Okay? So you can pretty much either you're going to get it and you can start after November, beginning of December, or you might get a position that you declined that would have started in November. Either way, I feel like there's a very, very strong possibility for you to be working in November. They're asking you, again, sometimes we get stuck in job descriptors and job titles. Again, they are asking you to reach outside those typical job searches that you would do. Take all the skills and qualifications that you have and look at what else is possible for you. Okay.
Are they giving you any idea about that fourth one that you said was coming and was going to be the strongest? Have I already heard about it or have I not heard about it? Is it one of the jobs that I've already applied to or I don't know anything about it?
I feel like you have heard about this. I feel like you know about it. I feel like you've sent your feelers in, meaning like you've applied for it. I feel like, again, I'm getting goosebumps as I say this. Also, love that. I feel like they may be, this might, okay, so this all makes sense then. I'm hearing they may contact you as soon as tomorrow, but it might be the fourth one that you interview for. I feel like you're going to be, I hope this is accurate, you're going to be very, very busy interviewing throughout the month. You have to be diligent, though. They're telling you, be timely, be diligent, be on top of it. Don't, sometimes you let your head get in the clouds, and they're saying, be aware, be on top of it, be diligent with this. Sometimes, like, we get caught up in other things, like daydreaming or start a project or whatever it is. They're saying just be very, very diligent. All
well, Tony, you know, this
you,
job.
Also,
this
they
job
are
that
asking
I interview-
you also, Laura, they are asking you also to be extremely diligent in sending out other, applications and just being aware of what else is out there. They're asking you to reformulate your resume. They're asking you to look at what else you can do. Don't be stuck in a job title or description.
Yeah.
Look at everything you've done, all of your skills, all of your qualities, and then from that decide what you can do. Don't try to repeat the past, because when we repeat the past, when we get stuck in that title, when we get stuck in that descriptor, we're basically fudged, and then we're not moving forward. They're being very blatant and very clear about the fact that they want you to explore what other options are out there for you, okay? And to move forward from that perspective. Even though you may have already applied for this position, they want you to have some value and worth on all of your, and know that there are a lot of opportunities out there. And they want you to look and be very diligent throughout the entire month, okay?
Well, this job that I interviewed for today does require at least two more interviews that I at least was told about. So maybe that's the job that, you know how you said four? Maybe it's
why don't we just wait and see what comes about, and from that you can make a solid decision. Okay?
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, Tony.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Have a great day. I'm going to go to the. Thank you. I'm going to go directly. I think I am. I want to thank everybody who is listening in today. Thank you so much. I am so grateful that you are listening in, and I hope you're enjoying the show. I'm just waiting as the little wheelie thing goes around and around on the thing to get to the next caller. So while we're waiting to get to the next caller, I just want you to know that three television shows and Create a Life You Love, Psychic Medium Tony G, Healing with Tony, and if you would like to see any of those shows, you can go to my website, TONIG.info, or you can go to my YouTube page. They're on YouTube, or you can go to WSCS, which is the television station that airs the television shows and records them, and you can watch them on the video on demand section, any past shows. Interesting. Let's see if I can go to another caller. I don't think I can, but we're going to try. Yep, everything is just spinning. So I'm going to talk a little bit while everything spins. If the next caller comes up, I'll stop and get questions. I'm sure they will. So one of the things I was thinking about all weekend is we're already into November. Can you believe it? This is November. Another year has almost gone by. And I thought about doing this little segment where we assess what have we accomplished so far this year? Where are we with everything? And what did we think we were going to accomplish? Did we even think about it? Or are we just muddling trying to get to that place where we are, you know, just repeating every day. And here's what I'm going to say. Changes don't happen in big leaps. We don't jump a mountain. First, we jump a hill. You know, and before we jump a hill, maybe we jump over a crack in the sidewalk. I don't know. I'm just saying, changes start with one step, making one decision to change something and then moving forward on that. Life is happening all around us every single day. And the more we're in that place where we can work with life and be in the flow of all that is good and all that we want, and not be resistant to change, because everybody wants their life to be better, right? Everybody's like, oh, I want this, I want that, I want more love, I want more, a better job, I want better pay. But if we're resistant to change, how is that going to come into our life, right? So I love using the car analogy. So perhaps we have a car, and we like our car, but we realize our vehicle has a few problems, right? And we realize maybe it's time for a new car, but we're very resistant to the idea of getting a new vehicle, because what if it has the same problems as the old vehicle? Or what if the financial aspect of the vehicle? Or what if now we have to let go of our old vehicle and we're not sure we're ready to, because we've become attached to the vehicle? And I know, as silly as that sounds, like, I've heard this several times and I'm going to repeat it now because I think it's hilarious, but it's hilarious because it's accurate. We have this car and we start to hate this car or this vehicle, and we're like, oh, everything is wrong with it. It's just a piece of junk. And then we finally decide to go in and trade it in or sell it, and we're so insulted by the value that everybody else puts on it. Like, they're saying it's worth this, and we're like, no, 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 you don't understand. I've been through so much with this vehicle. And the bottom line is, sometimes we have to let go of what we currently have to get what we want. Now, if we're talking career-wise and you're gainfully employed, you're getting a check, don't quit your job. Even if you want to start a business, don't quit your job. Transition into something else. Transition into the position or the career or the business that you want. You don't need to quit and then wait for it to come to you. When you're already in that flow of moving forward and having some of what you want, stay in that flow and just increase it and bring more to you. Now, when we're talking about relationships are such a sensitive subject, because everybody has their own idea of what is good and bad in a relationship. And a lot of this comes from childhood. What we experienced in our childhood, how we saw our parents treat each other, if we had a one or two parent home, if there were marriages and divorces, and step parents or uncles, whatever we want to call them, coming in and helping with childcare. All of this has influenced how we see relationships and what we personally believe is a healthy relationship. Oftentimes, we know that the person we're with might not be the best person for us, and we think several times, I actually have a friend that says, I wish my boyfriend would break up with me. It would make it so much easier. But then when that happens, guess what? We think, oh, my God, I just lost something. I need to get this person back, yada, yada, because we don't ever want to lose or let go of something. We become attached to it. And I always say, as difficult as it might be to let go of the car, the partner, or as hard or painful as it might be to let go of a partner, I say just be grateful for Arians and move forward with grace and dignity. Not for the other person, but for yourself. Realizing that every single experience was an opportunity to learn and grow in love and heal the past. If your partner is doing something that you feel might not be appropriate or is crossing boundaries or is in some way abusive or you just don't like it, right? You just don't like what they're doing or how they're behaving or whatever. This is an opportunity to say, okay, why am I putting up with this? What needs to be healed in me? Because everything we experience from somebody else is something that needs to be healed in us. It's something, it's showing up saying, hey, look, you haven't healed this yet. And then from there, you have to decide how you're going to heal that. What's the best method? What you can do to make the situation better. Now, if there's problems in a relationship, it doesn't always mean leaving that person. So many people think, oh, this person isn't doing what I want. It's not the feeling that I want. Well, guess what? Maybe, just maybe, if both people are open to healing and I would say counseling, but you just talk about your problems, which brings up more problems and more chaos and sometimes even more arguments and hurt feelings. I say healing. If both people are open to healing, go in for that healing. Every relationship, whether it's a work relationship, a love relationship, a familial or family relationship, they are there to help you grow and learn in love. That's it. Bottom line, if you're not growing in love, if you're not learning in love, the powers that be will end that situation for you and the other person. We're not supposed to be in suffrage here. We're not supposed to be in chaos. We're not supposed to be crying and hurting, whether it is about work, people with work, a vehicle, or a partner, a family. It doesn't matter. We're supposed to be in that place of love, empowerment, and growth. We are supposed to be evolving. And to evolve, yes, we might need a few experiences that we don't embrace completely and totally and think, oh, this is awesome. Sometimes there are things that definitely need to be healed before we can get to that place. And that's why on the show and in private sessions, I do healing. I believe in clearing away old emotions, old energy, old chaos. I believe in that wholeheartedly. You can clear away old abuse. It's just an energy that has taken root in your body someplace. You can clear away old hurts. Old psychological and emotional hurts. It's just energy that has rooted. It's like a memory that's living over and over in your life as a pattern. Right now I'm going to just do a clearing for everybody. If anybody feels like they're stuck financially, and I'm sure we do, we all feel that. I'm just going to start clearing that now for everybody listening. Now, this works for career, pet, places, homes, businesses, you can clear energy out of anything and anyone. So we're going to work on the financial aspect right now. You can listen to this over and over again to keep clearing that so that your finances get stronger and better as you move forward. And again, this works with relationships. If you keep getting abusive partners, if you keep getting abusive bosses, we need to clear that abuse out of you. I'm going to tell you now, it's easy, it's quick, and not to sound like I'm just trying to sell it, I'm actually doing it on the air for you. I want you to know that next week I will be able to get callers, so please call back then. I'm sorry I was not able to get to you today. I'm here every Monday at noon. Yes, every Monday at noon. Thank you and have an amazing week.